Welcome to the Good Fight Radio Show, a program dedicated to bringing you vital and uncompromised truths that you won't hear in the mainstream media, discussing contemporary issues in light of the Bible and how these issues relate to family, culture, and the church. The heart of this show is to glorify Jesus Christ and expose the works of darkness as he is commanded in Ephesians 5:11. Now here's your host, Good Fight Ministries' own Chad Davidson.
Welcome back to the Good Fight Radio Show. I'm your host, Chad Davidson of Good Fight Ministries. And with me, as always, is the president and founder of Good Fight Ministries and pastor of Blessed Hope Chapel in Simi Valley, California, Pastor Joe Schumer. How are we doing today?
Having a blessed day, brother.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Also with us, as always, the show's producer, Tony Palacio. How are you doing today, bro?
I'm doing awesome.
Well, praise God. We are excited to be with you. You know, with everything going on right now, it is great just to be able to come together and still talk about how good God is. And that's really what this show's about. And I have to say, probably one of my favorite, I don't want to, you know, say my favorite, because that could offend somebody who made some great comments back to us. But one of my favorite messages or emails of encouragement, because I think it displays exactly what we wanted for this show and for the live stream and for basically all the work that we've been putting in. I think this somewhat exemplifies and typifies a lot about what we have wanted out of all this, and how God would use this ministry of our podcasting, as well as the ministry of the live stream service that we've been doing every Wednesday and Sunday. So I'm going to read this praise report, because I was so blessed by it. I literally woke up, I read it, and I sent it right to you guys. Hey guys, you guys got to read this. This is awesome. And so I'm going to read it for you guys. We just received this. It said, quote, "Hey guys, I'm Tamika from Rochester, New York, and I just wanted to say thanks for your ministry. I started listening to you back in September 2019. I was listening to Stephen Furtick while simultaneously praying for God to bring me to his truth. Literally, the next day, I saw your podcast pop up about how Stephen Furtick is dangerous and listened, and I haven't looked back. I have been in the Word every day, and I anticipate your Wednesday and Sunday services weekly now. I have even shared the podcast with my young daughters, mostly my nine-year-old. I was liberal all my life on issues like abortion and such, and then I met you guys.
Praise the Lord.
I'm very enlightened, and now I'm constantly in prayer with Jesus. I've never been in such a deep study in the Word, and it is amazing. God is good. I want to say thanks to you guys, Pastor Joe, Chad, and Tony, for all you do. I am praying for your safe travels to Texas." We'll have an announcement about that. "I'm excited to continue to learn about our Lord and Savior. I grew up in the church, but have never learned so much more in these past few months with you guys. Love you guys, and praise. Press on in Jesus. God bless."
Wow, that's just awesome.
If you, I was telling them before we started recording, I said, if I could write out an email that I wanted someone to say to us, that would be very close to what I would want to write.
Is that why her name is Chadika? What's
her name? Yeah, that's right. Now, what a blessing. And thank you, Tamika. I got your name right.
And yeah, praise God. And praise the Lord, Tamika. We are blessed to hear that you are blessed. That's mm-hmm. That's our constant prayer, a constant goal. Every time, you know, we come to the, you know, this, do this, I don't like to call this show, it's a ministry, but of course, amen. It's, you know, colloquial language, but our prayers, our heart's prayer, even before we get here several times a day, is to be used by God, is to be glorified, for him to be glorified through us, and hearts to be blessed, and lives to be transformed, you know. So it's interesting, we're praying, and we are praying that more and more people be blessed, and their eyes will turn fully to Jesus. And you're praying the same thing. Lord, show me the truth, and then the twain meet. And that God does his work. That's what he's all about. And praise God. There's so many things happening, you guys, in that text. When I hear, you know, I read it when you sent it, Chad. And then to hear it a second time, it blesses me even more. I was thoroughly blessed last time. But just to hear, not only, you know, she was listening to a false teacher, you know. Her eyes come off the false teacher. And guess where her eyes are planted? It was not about us. We're just guys, you know. We're humans that used by Jesus. Her eyes are on Jesus. She's talking about the Lord now and praying to the Lord and spending time with Jesus. That's what it's all about. And then to see that her liberal views, pro-abortion and everything, just dissipated from her listening to the shows, because we're saturating our brothers and sisters and those who are coming to the table in Scripture. And then to hear her sharing it with others, you know. I mean, there's so much going on there that just blessed my heart, you know. That's very beautiful.
And, you know, I love, too, how you said it at the end, Tamika, where you said that you continue to grow. That's always, I'm so blessed by those kind of things. You know, we're going to continue to grow in the Amen. Word. And that's us, too. You know, one of the things about coming together with this show, I know for me personally, obviously, as being a believer, I love coming and digging into these subjects because we're going to talk about things that are vital to the body of Christ, things Amen. That maybe questions that people have that sit in the back and don't ask their pastor. We're going to try to get into those things, and we're not just going to give you a pat, 1 minute answer. A lot of times it takes 3 or 4 episodes, right? I think on the tribulation questions,
we're probably the rest of the year.
Yeah, the rest of the year. And then we'll probably revisit it. But nonetheless, I think the continuing to grow in the Word is so important to us, and continuing as a body of believers, the invisible church all over the world, the fact that we can sit here, we're in the midst of a pandemic, and yet we are sitting here in our office being able to share this truth, and then that's going to go out, and thousands of you guys are going to hear it, and you're going to be blessed by it, and I believe God is going to use it, and that is exactly why we've been pouring Amen. Into this ministry.
And the application of truth, you know, we pour a lot of truth out, and we trust that the Holy Spirit takes God's Amen. Truth and brings it from the head to the heart. And we obviously target the heart often and encourage people to walk in righteousness and so forth. But to see our sister, you know, just apply it to her life in every facet is just beautiful.
Amen. Amen. And she did mention the Texas trip. So we have to explain ourselves.
I wanted to say one thing I caught too.
Oh, yeah.
Something she said about, I prayed that God would show me the truth. And that's something we pray that God would help us to deliver the truth. So Amen, you've got our prayers with her prayers, and you see God bringing Meaning that together. It. And you see how when you pray something that's in accordance with his will, God is using us, like you said, Joe. We're just men, but we're trying to be obedient to the scriptures Amen. And share the truth. And when she was praying, show me the truth, God uses us as his hands and feet and his mouthpiece
Amen.
To deliver that truth. And so don't think that you can't also be that person that God uses to deliver truth to somebody else. We're
exactly.
all ministers of reconciliation.
Amen. Amen. Share, you know, with others as well. A little insight that I hadn't really shared with on Cornelius, because we've talked about him lately in the live stream services. And to me, he's a beautiful, wonderful example of prevenient grace or pre-regenerated or pre-salvific grace, whereby God goes before we're saved and works in our lives. And we'll be looking at that a little bit when we look at Typology Tuesday coming up, you know, tomorrow for you guys, and how the Spirit of God's hovering over the surface of the deep and the darkness and the tohu wabohu, and it's empty and void, and how the Spirit of God moves and brings creation forth. And that's what he did in our lives, and how the Holy Spirit works in our lives before he hovers over our darkness and who we are and draws us to Christ, you know. But it was interesting because with Cornelius, for those, you know, our Calvinistic brethren, others who say, well, what about, you know, those who've never heard, you know, God must have predestined them to damnation and didn't really want to save them really and so forth. And we say, no, it's very clear. You know, the scriptures say that God calls all the earth to fear him, and the fear of the Lord leads to wisdom. The fear of the Lord leads to knowledge. And the Bible says in chapter 25 of the book of Psalms, verse 14, that, you know, those who fear him, he makes his covenant known to them. Yeah. Makes his covenant mm-hmm. known to those who fear him. A couple of verses before that says he'll instruct those who fear him in the way they should go. You know, so it's interesting. We get to Cornelius in the book of Acts. He fears God, but he doesn't know the gospel, doesn't know Jesus, doesn't know how to be saved. And it says that, you know, that now this, I think this is quite interesting, that, you know, he got a visitation, you know, by angels, you know, an angel is, basically set him and Peter up. Peter was like 30 miles away, and the Holy Spirit spoke to Peter and encouraged him and set him up to talk to Cornelius and give him the gospel. And he went to Caesarea, Peter did, and he delivered the gospel to, he feared God, and God, and Peter doesn't know, you know, Cornelius doesn't know Peter, doesn't know Jesus, but God sees him crying out to the God that he doesn't know who he is, but he knows he's a creator, and he wants to serve the true God. And it's just beautiful because just as he promised, he makes his covenant known to him, and the Holy Spirit works on Peter, visions and, you know, so forth. Angels are sent forth to those who inherit salvation, and they get together, and he hears the gospel. But I think it's very interesting because in Acts chapter 11, Peter recounts this. And he says, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. Now, I think, check this out. There's something I didn't point out, though. because obviously we'd go on for hours and hours and hours. There's so much there.
Yeah.
But the Lord says, you know, to Cornelius, that he's heard his prayers.
Oh, that's good.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he must have been crying out to God, something like, Lord, I want more truth. Lord, you know, show me what you want of me. We don't know specifically, but that prayer was answered with Peter bringing the gospel, is my point.
Yeah.
And Jesus said in John 7:17, he that wills to do the will of the Father, will know the doctrine, you know. So I just think it's beautiful, you know, how she's crying out to the Lord, I want to know more truth. She had some kind of check with Furtick, like, I'm not getting the whole picture. Something was going on in her.
And otherwise, then, she wouldn't have clicked on the podcast show.
Amen, amen, amen. So praise the Lord. God is good.
No, amen. And, you know, it's so interesting how these things all parallel, because I, for the last, you know, now I guess probably 2 months now, I've been doing eschatology on my teaching. But somebody asked, hey, and with Ramadan coming up, you know, I want to share the gospel with Muslims. And someone asked, hey, could you do a teaching on Islam? And it's always been a passion of mine to share the gospel with Muslims. And I was watching a testimony today, and that was of Dr. Nabil Qureshi, who passed away, I think, like 2 or 3 years ago. And I remember listening today, and he was like, he mentioned this exact thing. He had come to this place where studying the evidence of the Christian faith, he was like, he was still a Muslim, but he was 85%, he said, certain that the claims of the Christian faith were true. But he said he was still 100% true, you know, convinced of Islam because he was a Muslim. And then David Wood, who was witnessing to him, who was his best friend at the time, said, hey, listen,
why don't you hear sometimes on our radio network?
Yes, yes, you will. And he's basically told him, hey, why don't you, the same thing you did with Christianity in terms of your investigating of it, why don't you do the same thing with Islam? And he said he came to this place where he was like, uh-oh, you know, because there's this stuff. It's just not true.
Pulled
you can't
that loose thread and it all came apart.
Oh, 100%. And then he said he prayed exactly what we're talking about today. He prayed for the true God. He said he was in shambles. He didn't know what to believe. He said at the age of 5, he had like, he had read the Quran all the way through, and by the age of 7, he had memorized the last like seven books of the Quran. And he's like, this is what has been embedded in him, and yet he prayed for the truth. And then that's why he named his book Seeking Allah and Finding Jesus, you know, because that's what happened, is he prayed for the truth and the truth was revealed to him. He makes his covenant known to them. That's one thing, you know, a place of solace I've always had in my walk with Christ, and reading the scripture and seeing those promises in God's word that he takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked, that he would turn and live.
That's his heart.
You know, Ezekiel chapter 18, 23, and I believe 32 as well. And then in 2 Peter 3:9, he makes it very clear that he's not slow, but he's patient, not willing that any would perish, but that all would come to repentance. I know for a fact there isn't anybody, you know, without it, outside of the arm's reach of Christ, and that God will go and he will get the lost sheep.
Absolutely.
And he will come to
heaven and earth to save us, you know, died for us. How much more would we get the blood to us if we're willing, you know.
If we're willing,
I've done a number of like crash course on Islam, and one of the ones I did was on Sufism. And I bought, you know, secular books on Islam a number of times, but I went to Crown Books and I went home with this book on Sufism. And that's the mystical arm of Islam. And that's the arm of Islam that believes that, you know, in interpreting dreams and so forth. And I like to see what the other side is saying, you know, and I thought it's quite interesting because this was, you know, prior to so many countless Muslims claiming to be having visitations and God giving them dreams and letting them know that Jesus was the way and so forth. And those types of encounters, which we see in the book of Acts, you know, Peter gets the vision, which sends him to, you know, Cornelius and so forth. And it was interesting because I'm reading this secular book, and this leading Sufi, he's like, hey, you know, he's recounting certain dreams that he interpreted. And he said, a Muslim had come to him who was no longer Muslim, would become a Christian because of a dream that he had. And I'm reading this in their book, you know, and he encountered this guy and he's like, what do I do with this, you know? And he actually said in his dream, it was like a vision and that Jesus appeared to him. And Jesus appeared to him with his hands and he was crucified. It could have been a vision, you know, or what have you. And he said that Jesus had let him know that he had paid the price for him. He died for him. And that's totally, as you guys know, absolutely contrary to Islam. Islam, you know, Allah has no son. Jesus didn't die. Some Muslims interpret, you know, what happened to Jesus as though, you know, somebody died instead of Jesus, that they were mistaken, thought it was Jesus, and they actually got that from some of the Gnostic Gospels, yeah. You know, because Muhammad actually took a lot of stuff from Gnosticism. Anyway, he heard that and he was like, what did he do with that? This guy wants to interpret his dream. And he tried to persuade him that he misunderstood the dream, that Jesus didn't say he was crucified for you. He said, you must be crucified. And then he said, we took him and we crucified him. I mean, that was absolutely heartbreaking, you know, that last part. But it's interesting because even there's acknowledgement among those who hate Christ that their own people are being spoken to by the Lord about the true gospel.
Yeah, because you said the scriptures, they do not lie, you know, and they're very. It's true. That is exactly, that's God's heart to see them come to him. And that he, I love that, you know, psalm that you read, you know, where he makes his covenant known to those who fear him. You know, it
says so much.
It really does. It really does, you know. And I love to see the heart of God in all of this. And praise God. I know that is a long intro from reading a praise report, but hopefully you guys
this is part of the show, you know.
Yeah,
this amen. This was one of our loosest shows ever. We just trust in the Lord to lead us, you know.
Yeah, and that, I guess that will, that's a perfect time to transition into why it's a loose show, so to speak. It's because this show was actually planning on being your live show, our live show for you guys from our launch party, but that's been moved back a little. And obviously with everything that's going on with COVID-19, the coronavirus and stuff, that's going to push things back and make things a little more difficult, even when it comes to some of the applications that we've sent in to have be sent back here. A lot of people, some of their workload is kind of high, so they're a little busy. So maybe, Tony, maybe a little bit of the technical side, you can tell us why we've pushed back the launch party just a little bit.
Without getting too deep, yeah, we're because we have a lot of content for the radio network. As you know, radio station has a lot of content. So we've had a little bit of a glitch on making sure that shows don't repeat. We don't want you guys listening to the same show every time a program comes on. So we're trying to get that resolved. And I think I've gotten a workaround for that. And also, we wanted to make sure that you had the phone app for the iPhone and for Android. And I've submitted all of that. And it's taking a little longer to complete than I had expected. So with all of those put together, we thought, you know, coronavirus, everything going on, this would give us a chance to make sure that when we do launch, everything is running smoothly and you guys have an app that you can have on your phone to easily listen to it, and we're off and running.
And, you know, our goal is, we're obviously still going to be doing the launch party. We've been talking about that, Lord willing. But one of the things we want to do is, this is going to give us a little more of an opportunity to make that live show about a lot of our podcast listeners, if you guys are so willing. We've already had some calls in concerning this. But Tony, do you have the number offhand with the JC Truth? What number they can call? Because we want to get you guys to ask us some questions. I got some emails, but guys, we would love, we read emails all the time on here. We just did for this episode, but we would love to hear your voices, you know, and if you got to re-record it 50 times, that's all right, but it's a 30.
Just tell us, use this one that I'm doing now, and yeah. Then we'll know to use that one.
it's 30 seconds or less, guys. That's what we want, a 30 second less
question.
If you go a few
seconds over, we're not going to freak out. Just a question on your heart, or it might be something you might have even know the answer to, but you want us to speak to it for the sake of helping the body of Christ.
Yeah, and we want to get those, we want to collect those, and we want to play them on our live show and then answer them for you. We want to bless you guys in that way. And
if we get abundance, we'll continue to do this, of course, and play them along with the emails we read and texts we get as well.
Yeah, amen. On our regular shows. That would be really awesome to be able to do that. And if we have a nice collection of them and stuff that we can do throughout this whole process of us, you know, sharing the word with you guys. So please, guys, get involved. And since we have this, you know, little blip of time that we weren't expecting before we get to do the launch, this would be a great time for us to prepare for it a little bit more. And also to help you guys, to help us advertise the launch. When we do this and we go live, I want to see a lot of people on there. I want to see you guys sharing it and being blessed by it. I know we've had a giant uptick over the last Sunday and now Wednesday over these last messages from the live stream audience. We had over 1,000 views immediately. I mean, before the message was over 1,000 views on the live stream. And that's,
and that often represents groups, not just people.
Yeah. And me specifically, I'll tell you, I was at my home, which is the first time I think we've ever done that. It is. I was at my home having a live stream audience, and we were trying to keep it down to the 10 people. You know, we were a couple over if you count the kids, but that's all right. And we had an awesome time digging into the Word together, sharing a meal together, and still getting in what fellowship that the CDC is telling us we're supposed to get. But it was really a blessed time, and to be able to go through those messages. I know Sundays was awesome, and we were actually here in person as a fellowship at Blessed Hope Chapel, and there were still about 10 guys here last night helping out, putting it all together. But it was really awesome to be able to sit there and dig into the Word. And guys, if you're on Facebook, I know we had Boxcast at my house that we had downloaded, and if you have a smart TV, just search Boxcast, download it, and then once you're in Boxcast, search Blessed Hope Chapel. It's one of the easiest things I've ever done to download that app, and I was like, wow, I did it in, you know, 30 seconds, and next thing you know, I'm watching on there. And then what I also
did... Walk through it one more time.
Just go to your smart TV, go to your application, search in the application Boxcast, one word, Boxcast, Boxcast. Once you get there, you're going to have a search engine there to look for live streaming, and you can go right there, Blessed Hope Chapel. And not only do you have the live stream, and it'll tell you when there's upcoming live streams, but you can also go back if you want to just watch a message. And that's
right.
Really awesome to do around the house anyways. I mean, being able to just turn on a message and be blessed by it. You get worship in the beginning, you get some of the announcements, you know, and you get the message. And you guys, I really want to encourage you guys. And if you have Facebook, I was listening to the message. I muted my phone, but was commenting from Blessed Hope Chapel the entire time. And I try to personally keep up with, as best I can, as many verses as possible so you guys can follow along and be blessed in that way as well. So get involved. And we're going to be there on Sunday as well. We're going to have another live stream service, and we'll continue to do this. And, you know, if you guys, some of you guys are in East Coast as well. So even when we're back to, you know, quote unquote normal, and if you guys are fellowshiping other places, you can always have Boxcast and watch it later. You can always have people over and do it for a study. I mean, there's a lot of different ways that you can use and utilize this live stream that we have going out. And I think you guys will be more than blessed by it.
Yeah, I think like this coming Sunday, you'll hear a message that you're not going to probably hear, you know, just to be honest with you, with what's out there today. An angle you probably won't hear out there. And it'll be very intriguing, and it'll be really good for non-believers. If you've got non-believers that you're trying to reach during this, you know, the panic that's going on, that's ensued because of, you know, COVID-19, I think the angle you'll really appreciate, because I'm trying to find creative ways scripturally and seeking the Lord to reach people, to open their eyes to the fact that we have a Creator who stands over all of this. And I don't want to give it away, but you know, we'll get into it Sunday. But I've been praying about it and working on, you know, quite a few messages that I hope will be helpful in the next few weeks on the run up to Resurrection Sunday.
Yeah, and you know, we just recently had the message the last Sunday, or two Sundays ago, I'm sorry, you know, concerning keeping our eyes on Jesus. You know, obviously, one of the things you went through also in that message, we went through Luke 21, we saw some of the, you know, the signs of the time, so to speak, and then we also went through, you know, hey, where are we standing now, especially when real trouble may come? I think you quoted Jeremiah 12:5,
yeah,
if I remember correctly.
That's right.
And that was one of the things that stuck out to me, because it was really interesting. I had talked with your brother Tom, and he had said to me, he's like, I was listening to your podcast show, 5:11 News, the other day. And I had just told Anna, I'm like, well, if these are birth pangs, they're like Braxton Hicks. And he's like, then I turn on your podcast show, and at the very end of it, you're like, yeah, well, if these are birth pangs, they're like Braxton Hicks. And then Sunday comes, and next thing you know, none of us had a conversation.
Yeah, none of us
before,
heard each other.
And we all said the same exact thing. And if you guys, I put the definition on the live feed, because some of you guys, maybe you've never had a wife that's pregnant, or maybe you've never been pregnant, and you don't know what a Braxton Hicks is. They're kind of like, they're non-painful. My wife describes it as just her whole stomach tightening up, you know, but it's not like a painful tightening up, but it's a lot different than right before you're about to have a child.
Yeah. And we talked about that, because some people are thinking, hey, you know, this is, we're in the depths of the tribulation right now. And we went in, a lot of people, somebody came to me and told me someone close to them is saying, we're in the fourth seal right now. This is the fourth seal. And I dealt with that, and no, we're not. The fourth seal comes after the first three seals. So in that message, we went through the first three seals briefly, saying, hey, look, these things haven't happened yet. This is not the fourth seal, you know? But anyway, we looked at Revelation, talks about how, you know, when things escalate and they get really bad, and the signs of the times really escalate. There's signs of the heavens that people's hearts will fail them for fear of things coming on the earth. And we looked at, you know, heart disease, things of that nature, and that message. And but we're called to look up when we see these things happening. And by the way, he didn't say, when you see this thing happening, people's hearts will fail. He said things, plural. So there'll be a lot of different things that can cause people's hearts to fail. And if these are simply Braxton Hicks or the beginning of birth pains, but not yet the fourth seal, you know, either way, we need to keep our eyes on Jesus. And we know these things are going to come to pass. We know the world is being set up as well for world governance, a global you know, government. We can see that being hooked up right now because the enemy will look at every opportunity to excel what will eventually be the mark of the beast system.
Amen.
We need to be aware of that as well. So, but Chad alluded to Jeremiah 12:5, which he mentioned, where, you know, the Lord tells Jeremiah, and since you brought that up, Bruin, that was one of the things that was impressed on your heart during that message. There, I always thought that verse really speaks to the times when you see professing believers starting to panic and freak out over little things happening.
Yeah.
Compared to, I'm talking about, it's not like this is a little thing, but compared to the things that are coming.
Yeah.
For most of us, not everybody, but for most of us, these are smaller trials than what will come. And because some people may pass be with the Lord soon. But it's interesting because he tells Jeremiah that if you can't run with the footmen, you know, and, you know, how are you going to run when the horses appear? You can't even beat the footmen. And the horses, you know, when the horsemen come, it's going to be a lot crazier. And
the thickets of the Jordan.
Yeah, he goes on to say that part, which I'll get to in a second. It's interesting because he says, because at that time, he was just getting blowback from the village he was ministering to, you know, his city. And he was getting some death threats. So it's still some pretty heavy stuff. But God let him know, make your face like flint. He told him, don't let anybody, you know, despise what you're saying because you're young, so to speak. And he encouraged him to be strong. And he was starting to complain, you know, and calling God to bring fire on these guys, basically kill these guys. And the Lord told him that if you can't run with the footmen, what are you doing when the horsemen come? And if you're falling down in a land of peace, he says, you know, in the scripture, the part of the scripture that you mentioned, Chad, what are you going to do? What about, you know, with the thickets of the Jordan? And that's where the lions are. You know, that's like the jungle of the Mediterranean. And he's letting Jeremiah know, these things should not cause your heart to fail, cause you to panic and freak out. These things are ordained by your Creator to help prepare you for the horsemen, for the thicket of the Jordan, so to speak. And that's what we have to understand, brothers and sisters. We were made, brothers and sisters, think of it this way. You were made for such a time as this. God ordained that you would be alive at this time. God gave you not only life through creation, but if you're trusting Jesus, he gave you new life. You have new life in Christ. And it's for such a time as this that he's calling out his remnant to take a stand on his word and not be strong in your own strength. We have no strength in ourselves, but be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And Jesus said, when you see these things beginning to come to pass, he contrasted with those hearts who are failing him. He says to look up and know that your redemption is drawing near. So we need to keep our eyes fixed fully and wholly on Jesus at this time. And that's kind of what you should take away from this particular talk together is just like our sister Topeka, and praise the Lord, sister.
Tamika.
Topeka's in Kansas.
Just like our sister Tomika, what a precious name. You know, we want to make sure we keep our eyes on Jesus. And she got her eyes off of man and put them on the Lord. And that's exactly where we need to be. And let's all do that. Let's understand he's not going to allow us to go through more than we can handle in him. Way more than we can handle outside of him. Just make sure you're in him, you're abiding in him, and you continue to love him to the end.
Amen.
You've been listening to the Good Fight Radio Show, brought to you by Good Fight Ministries. If you're blessed by this show and would like to partner with us, won't you consider visiting our support page at goodfight.org? Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 2202, Simi Valley, California, 93062, or call us toll-free at 1-866-JC-TRUTH. That's 1-866-528-7884. We hope you'll tune in next time on the Good Fight Radio Show.